The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium will be collaborating with University of Washington researchers on a $1 million grant to study hepatitis B. ANTHC Clinical and Research Services Director James Williams says the award is an acknowledgement of the work being done at the consortium.
In our world, it is a huge deal.
Williams says ANTHC's lead investigator, Dr. Brian McMahon, has developed hepatitis B treatment protocol that has been adopted by the World Health Organization for international use. Dr. McMahon is currently in Africa working with the CDC and WHO on a hepatitis B eradication program. Passed through sexual or blood contact or through injected street drug use, Williams says hepatitis B was at epidemic infection rates in Alaska before vaccines helped bring that rate down after the 70s and 80s.
The difference with here and elsewhere, maybe in the country, is that a result of those epidemics of hepatitis B in years past, we have a large number of individuals who are chronically infected. And part of this study is to take a look at how we can use the new antiviral drugs that are being made available to manage persons who have chronic infection.
William says chronic infection can lead to cirrhosis, liver failure, or liver cancer. He says the research will work with new drugs to address these long-standing cases.
And that's one of the things we're trying to, you know, as a part of this study, is to understand the life cycle of a person infected with hepatitis B as a chronic carrier who doesn't clear it.
The grant is a multi-year process, and William says the first year will focus on designing the antiviral research program.